Okay, we are on Daf Beis Amud Beis on the bottom. Again, especially Masechta Sukkah, we should know there's a lot. Yosef Mimasha Karanu Kan Kasuf Po. You know, once more than what we have mentioned this year, there's a lot on all these inyanim, but we'll discuss as much as we can. So we are three lines from the bottom where it says Bishlamah. Three lines from the bottom, third word on the line. Bishlamah. The Gemara had just had a machlokas, had two machlokos yesterday. First we had on Basim and Aleph, we had three different opinions, what the reason is for the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, of why you're allowed to have the Schach, why you're not allowed to have the Schach above 20 Amos. And related to that, three-way machlokas, we had three limitations of that machlokas on Amud Beis. We had the first limitation of Rabbi Yoshi Marav, that the machlokas is only by a case where the walls do not reach the schach, but if the walls would reach the schach, everybody would agree. That was limitation number one. We said that worked according to the first opinion of Loshalta Ba'ina. And then we had two other opinions, that the machlokas is only by a small sukkah, either by a sukkah that's dalad al dalad, or a sukkah that is only machzik, your one's head, rove, and rove of one's body, which we'll talk about in a minute more, and one's table. But anything more than that, then there's no machlokas. Those are three different limitations we had of the machlokas. So the Gemara now is asking a question on that issue. The Gemara quoted a brisa, which we spoke about yesterday, and that is the brisa that brings down the machlokas again between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim allow a sukkah with a roof of Alam Asher Mamba, and Rabbi Yehuda says, do not allow it. And Rabbi Yehuda allows it. And Rabbi Yehuda, as proof, brings the story of Hilni Amalka, where she was sitting in the sukkah with her kids, and the Chachamim didn't say anything to her. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the Chachamim didn't complain, didn't give her tochacha, so it must be she was doing the right thing. So they said, no, they didn't say anything, but it's not really a raya for whatever reason. They were ketanim, it was only drabanan. We spoke about some of those issues yesterday. But the Gemara is going to ask a general kasha from the story. That's where we pick up the story. Bishlamah, three lines from the bottom. Bishlamah lamanta amar b'she'ein tefanos bagios l'schach machlokas. Fine, it works out. This story works out according to the manta amar, the first limitation, who says that the machlokas is only where the tefanos don't reach the schach. Why does that work out well according to this story? Because because if you have a woman of royalty, you have a malka, okay, it makes sense that she's sitting in a sukkah where there's space up top for air to get through. For it feels good and it's cool, as Rashi says. It's sholeit b'vibnei hachom, meaning it cools off the area. So therefore, it makes sense that this story would take place, and the machlokes is about this kind of case. Right, you see, in the Brisa, there's this machlokas in this case, in this Tosefta, and it makes sense that that's the case that we're talking about. Elamanda amar b'sukkah ktana machlokas, but if we're talking about a case of a sukkah ktana, like the other two opinions, where the machlokas is about either a sukkah that's 7x7 tvachim, which is pretty small, but 7 tvachim is about 21 inches or so 7x7 tvachim, v'chidar, or even dalad al dalad, even 4x4 amos, v'chidar kashamaka leishi b'sukkah ktana. Is it regular practice for a queen to sit in such a small sukkah? So how could that be? The whole story that we just quoted is the case of a machlokas. So does it make sense to say that malka, a queen, is sitting in such a small sukkah? So Gemara answers, Amar Rava Bar Ada lo nitzucha el l'sukkah ha'usia ha'asuya kitonios. Yeah, it is a large area, but the sukkah is made up of little rooms, of cubicles. Kitonios, from the word katan. So that's why we could still have a malka sitting in it, yet we're talking about the size issue of small sukkahs. I ask the Gemara again, chidarka shel malka leishi basukkah basuya kitonios. Is it normal practice for a queen to sit in such a sukkah, where there's such small rooms throughout the sukkah? So Amar Rav Ashi, final answer, lo nitzucha el kitonios sheba. No, it means that there are small rooms in it. Rashi explains there is one large area where all of the activities take place, where the eating and other activities take place. And the story took place that she, though, Hilni Amalka, was in one of the smaller rooms now when the Rabbanan came, l'tznias ba'alma. Rashi says, l'tznias. So this is the machlokas. So what's the machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the case? Rabbanan, Sabri Rabbanan, who say that the Tosefta is not a raya, that you're allowed to have a sukkah above 20 amos. So how do they interpret? Baneha b'sukkah ma'al yaviyasi. her sons, who are mechuyavos in the sukkah, she's an isha, so she's not, but her sons were in the large part of the sukkah. They were in the larger area, and therefore we just said that according to everybody, the larger area, there's no machlokas. Even the rabbanon agreed, l'mal ma'aser am is okay. V'ihi yasa b'kitonios v'shibsidiyusa. And she was sitting in one of the smaller rooms, v'shibsidiyus. All these rabbis, big rabbis came. She wanted to be bitsanua, so she was sitting in one of the smaller rooms. V'mishamhachi lo ami l'davar. That's why they didn't say anything to her. So, but there's no raya, Rabbi Yehuda, that, you know, the above 20 amos is okay. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Baneha gabaha v'yasvi. No, her sons were sitting next to her in one of the smaller rooms. V'yafilo hachi lo ami l'davar. And still, they didn't say anything to her, so therefore it is a raya. Okay, so that's how the Braisa works out, the Tosefta works out according to all of these opinions. Rashi points out that according to opinion number 3, it really doesn't work out so well. Because according to opinion number 3, it says that each of the small rooms were only the size of 7x7 tvachim. So she was there with her 7 kids in a room 7x7 tvachim. That's pretty small. So Rashi says, you're right. It's not going according to that opinion. According to that opinion, it's Akasha, and we don't know how to interpret this Tosefta according to that opinion. Because you can't fit so many people into such a small area. Period. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says as follows. Dalet al dalet amos. Yeah, that's a pretty... She's 7 kids and a small table. And the Rabbanan didn't have to be inside there. They came and they saw the Rabbanan didn't have to be in there. But yeah, Dal Amos, 4 Amos is, 6 to 8 feet. You know, it's a pretty sizable room. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, halacha, the halacha is, tzricha, once we're talking about the sizes of sukkah, what's the minimum size of a sukkah? What are we paskin? Halacha, tzricha, shedei machzekes, rosho, v'rubo, v'shulchano. The sukkah has to at least hold person's head, rov of his body, v'shulchano, and his table. A couple of important points on this line. Number one, what is this doing here exactly? Why is this line brought up? We brought up relating to the previous machlokas, but the Pnei Yeshua is bothered why this is brought up here. After all, the Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Ches is the real main makar for the minimum size of a sukkah. We're going to talk about that Mishnah in a second. But Chav Ches ben Aleph, that's what it's brought. Mishnah Rosho Veruba Vesukkah Veruba Vesukkah Veshachana Vesachabayas. That's what the main makar is. So this Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak should be there. Asks some of the Achronin. So says the Pnei Yeshua, it's here, so we don't make a mistake. Because the first our first Mishnah says all the other dimensions of the sukkah. So really the kash is on our Mishnah. Once our Mishnah is talking about how what's the maximum height of a sukkah and how many walls a sukkah has to have, it's the basic rules and regulations of a sukkah. So that should be here. So lest the person before he gets to Daf Chav Ches think that, you know, this is not the minimum shear. Because maybe you're not that. Why do you have to have your table in the sukkah for? We'll get to that, whether if anybody says you're allowed to. Maybe you should have your body in the sukkah. I mean, nobody's going to think you have to have less than most of your body in the sukkah, because that's not yeshiva sukkah. So maybe people think that at least, you know, just your Rosh Barubo in the sukkah. So that's what, and that's Vav Al Vav. That's not Zion Al Zion. So that's what the Bnei Yeshua says. That's why it has to be listed here. We should be listed. The Basis of the Don Havi Mashba to Barosh Barubo Sagi. Meet the fact that it's not in the Mishnah is Mashba that, okay, you know, whatever minimum you think. There's nothing required. So what would we have thought? 6x6? Not 7x7. So that's why he asked us to be Shabbachi, lo Israchlei, lo Mistri, to Pachas, we got Psula, to Bazal, the Pshitahi. Derach Yeshivas, so Mia Be'ina, and Rosh of Ruba Basukha. Mishabachi Kabash Malan, that's why you have to say it here. So we don't get any mistaken impression. Yeah. The Mishnah does not mention a shear, but the Gemara, the Mefarshim assume that Rosh of Ruba and Asukha, the shear is 6x6. Without the Shulchan. Yeah. With the Shulchan is 7x7. That's going to be the Machlokas. We'll talk about it in a second. I'm saying so. So we're going to talk about what that means. Having Rosh of Ruba Basukha, Veshulchan of Basukha outside the Sukkah. So the Gemara here is assuming, as we'll talk about in a second, that's not because they have any type of Gzeira, but that's just about the minimum requirement of a Sukkah. That's what the Gemara is about to talk about in a second. So that is point number one, why this is brought here. The Rishash here, the Rishas here asks, what does it mean, rove of a person's body? Rosh of a ruba vasukkah. What's rove? Like you measure how tall a person is, a person 6 feet, so 3 plus feet from the bottom, from the top, How do you measure rov? And he says, if you think about it, if you have, let's say, a tall person, he's going to fit into a sukkah that's 21 by 21 inches. It's pretty small, a foot and a half. You know, it's even less. It's a tidy. So that's how. What does rov of a person's body mean? He says it's that they're not going to fit. Ask the Rishash. V'hok shel ha'poskim eich yachil zayin tfachim rubo shel adam shehu b'chmo yud tfachim, etc. So he gives two answers. Valanias dieti number one, rubo is a raya from a Mishnah in Aholos. What does rov mean? Rov minyan evarov. The chashivi gamkein le'inyan tuma ulafiyam avur sham mi'ut haguf. It means rove of the limbs of a person's body, and if you really know biology, so says the Rishash, based on that Mishnah there, rove limbs are in a minority of one's body. And what it means here, rove in the sukkah, it means rove limbs. So it's a miyot, whatever it is, you have to figure out which part of the body, but it means a miyot of the body. Sheklape rosho imarosh. If you start from the top and go down, says the Rishash, less than, you don't need the whole rove of a person's body to have rove limbs, and that's what it means, rove. That's how you could fit it in the sukkah. V'nachon be'ezras Hashem. He likes that first answer. Second answer, says the Rishash, what other idea could you say by rove? V'yod yeshlomar, devadai hasebasa lohaya bapishat kol aguf b'shaveh. They didn't lie down totally horizontally. Ella the rosh of itzavo ksas gufo hasamach lo hoy bezekifas alachzon ksas al mishenes hakosel arosh amita. In those days, he used to lie on couches, as Rashi on yesterday's daf says. So they weren't lying down flat, but they were a little bent up. They were a little leaning up, so their legs and their torso were lying flat. But then they lifted up the top part of their body. So it is possible maybe to fit in if you're in that type of position. It's not straight across, but if you're a little bent, so then it is possible to fit in. Two answers the Rishash gives about sitting in this type of sukkah. Two. Number three, and then we'll move on. Point number three on this tiny, this is what we paskin, as we'll see in a minute. This is what the minimum shear of a sukkah is. 7 by 7 tvachim. Rosh Rubo v'shulchanu. Says the Chacham Svi, this sukkah might be good enough to eat in. What about sleeping? So you want to say like the Rishash, okay, you're going to be bent up when you eat. Well, you're going to sleep like that? You're going to sleep with like you ever try to sleep in a chair? You know, it's very uncomfortable. So says the Chacham Svi, a big chiddush, this whole issue about the minimum size of a sukkah is only by the mitzvah of achila b'sukkah. But regarding shena b'sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, which me'ikra din, we all have to sleep in the sukkah, we'll talk about later on in the Masechta why many do not sleep in the sukkah, but me'ikra din, you have to sleep in the sukkah, says the Chacham Svi, this isn't good enough for sleeping in the sukkah, and says the Chacham Svi, if you try to sleep in the sukkah, you're mitztayer and you're putter from sleeping in the sukkah. Don't try to sleep in a sukkah this size, because it's not comfortable. So says the Chacham Svi, to have a sleeping sukkah, there is a larger minimum requirement. The Ramah does not paskin this way. The Ramah paskins against this Chacham Svi. The Ramah says in Tafresh, Bami paskins like the Shubas Hadeshan, Misha lo yuchal lishon basukkah machmes shitzar lo, the pishad yad of a raglov. A person can't sleep in the sukkah because it's too small in the sukkah. Lo mikri mitztayer. That's not called mitztayer. Mitztayer is only if there's another factor why you can't stay in the sukkah. It's raining, it's cold, there are mosquitoes. So that's called mitztayer. But if you're mitztayer because of the size of your small sukkah, that's not called mitztayer. V'chayiv lishon sham, afal gav tzarach lichpok yada v'raglov. You gotta squeeze it. You gotta sleep like a in a ball. V'lo yuchal adam lomer mitztayer ani el b'davar shirach b'adam mitztarbo, etc. etc. That is the machlokas between the Chacham Svi. Obviously, he's later than the Ramah, but the Chacham Svi quotes this Trumas Hadeshan that the Ramah quotes, and he argues on him. He says, "B'mechilas kvodo, I don't think this is correct because if it's how can you sleep inside a sukkah?" But we paskin once it's a sukkah. You can't have a sukkah l'inyan achila, sukkah l'inyan shena, different sizes. The Gemara never mentions a different size. The Gemara never limits it to the mitzvah of achila. So therefore, Stama proves that this is a sukkah for all purposes. Yeah. You need a sukkah ruilo to all its functions. So the Trumas Hadeshan would say it is right for its functions. So yeah, you'll be a little uncomfortable when you sleep. According to the Chacham Svi, that's a big chiddush. Right? That's what they ask from the Chacham Svi. According to him, this is not a sukkah that's roi l'shena. But don't you need a sukkah that's roi for all the functions together? That's his chiddush. You can have a sukkah lazeh and a sukkah lazeh. That's his chiddush. Simin Sadek Dalet in the Chacham Svi. Says the Gemara. So what Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, the halacha is that your sukkah has to be the minimum size to hold in it your head, robe of your body, Rishash Tupshatim, and a table. Amalei Rabbi Abba, come on, ke Beishamai. Rabbi Abba says to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, are you holding like Beishamai? Are you holding like Beishamai? Amalei, Ela, come on. Yeah, who else am I holding like? Right, so what does that mean? Well, let's do the other version for a minute, and then we'll see where the source of this is. Or Rabbi Abba responded to him, who are you holding like? I'm holding like Beishamai, and don't move from his psak. Okay, I want to talk about what the difference between these two Lashonas are. But either way, where's the source of this? So that's the Mishnah I just mentioned in Daf Chav Ches. Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph quotes a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. About a case where you have your body in the sukkah, but the table is outside the sukkah. Are you allowed to sit in that sukkah? And the Mefarshim explained that sukkah, there's no room for your table. It's Vav Al Vav. Right, it's Vav Al Vav, it's 6x6 fachim. You can't sit and have the table in the sukkah. So that's a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it is not allowed. You have to have room for the table in the sukkah. Beis Hillel says, no, it is allowed. It's okay. What's the svar behind that machlokas? What's that machlokas about? That's what we're going to talk about right now. Right now, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak thinks that that machlokas is about fundamentally the minimum size of a sukkah. And Beis Shammai, you know why Beis Shammai rejects in that case for you to have your table outside the sukkah? Because that is not a sukkah. That is too small to be a sukkah. That is how Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, that's how Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak interprets that Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara is about to ask on. Maskel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we might be Shara Yisrael B'sukkah Ketana Pligi. Is that what that Mishnah is about? Having your table outside the sukkah? That case is about a sukkah ketana, a tiny amount of sukkah, but you don't have room to put the table? No, maybe. Dilam sukkah gedola pligi. Maybe the machlokas there is not about a tiny sukkah, but it's about an issur derabanan. You have a big sukkah. You have a big sukkah. We have no idea what the minimum size of a sukkah is from that Mishnah. You're sitting in a big sukkah, but your table happens to be outside the sukkah. Right? Let's say it's sukkah's afternoon, you're having a lot of guests over. So you want to have room in your sukkah to walk around, to mingle. So you're going to put the mizonos outside the sukkah. You're going to put it outside the sukkah. People are going to go out there and bring it into the sukkah and eat it. And it's machlokas whether that's allowed. That's the case, but it's about a big sukkah. Ukago de yasav apuma de betolta. You're sitting at the door of the sukkah. Vishulchanu bezokah bayis. Your shulchan is in your house, meaning outside the sukkah. The Beis Shammai said, "Because you didn't shemim mashiach achas shulchanu." Beis Shammai said, "No, you know why that's not allowed? Because you might go to reach a cookie and you'll eat it outside the sukkah. It's a very good chance you're going to eat it outside where the table is." Ubeis Hillel zavi lokas ridan. And Beis Hillel said, "No, you don't make it. We're not worried about it." Videkanami. And we also prove from the language of the Mishnah, the Tani, what the Mishnah says, Mishahaya Rosh of Ruba Vesukha Vishana Bazoka Bayas, Beishamai Poslin Ube Silamakshirin. The language used there is that Beishamai posels and Beis Hillel is Makshir. So says the Gemara Vim Isa, and if this Mishnah is not about the Isser Drabanan of being pulled after your food, but it's about the minimum size of a sukkah, machzekas ve'ena machzekas mi boile. The terms of the Mishnah should be holds or doesn't hold, not you, what you're doing, we passel what you're doing, we're machsha what you're doing. That lashon sounds like it's talking about the people, the gavras. You can't act in this way with your table outside the sukkah. So that's the Gemara's question. That is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's question. How could you, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, say that you're holding like Beis Shammai based on that Mishnah? Maybe that Mishnah has nothing to do with a small sukkah. Maybe that Mishnah has to do with a big sukkah, and the whole issue is Issa D'Rabbanan, whether you're going to be pulled outside your sukkah. That is the kasha of the Gemara. Yeah, Yisrael.
What we said yesterday,
postlin makshir, we said psula, and kshera refers to the chefza. So this is postlin and makshirin. Postlin, the action that the person is doing, could be makshirin. But either way, it's all relative. Here, the other term that could have been used is machzekas and machzekas. Talking about the size. So that's why, once you tell me the minimum size, tell me what the minimum size is. Don't let it make us figure it out. So that's the kasha. So now the Gemara asks back, defending Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Ubisuka Tana Lo Pligi. They're not arguing about a small sukkah. They're arguing about that too. After all, we have two prices that seem to contradict each other. V'hatanya machzekas rosh of ruba b'shulchano k'shera. We have a Tanakhama that holds if the sukkah holds rosh over ruba b'shulchano and the table k'shera, it's kosher. And Rebbe Omer, no, it has to be bigger. Achihebo arba amos and arba amos. It has to be 4x4 amos, much larger size. V'tanya idach, and another brisa says Rabbi Omer, kol sukkah she'ein ba dalat amos adalat amos psula. So that's Rabbi Shita. Bechacham Omer afilo ina machdek azel rosho verubo k'shera. And it doesn't mention table, it just says rosho verubo, which is 6x6. So, stira, how could this Shita, whether, we don't want to say that there are three opinions, dalat amos 7x7 tvachim and 6x6 tvachim. We don't want to say that in the brice, in the two chachamims in the brice, so we'd rather not say that. So, the first one includes the table, the second one does not include the table. Filu shulchan alok tani. So, kashina hadadi, stira in these brices. It must be Habei Shammai, Habei Hillel. It must be Beis Machok is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Right, and therefore there are three opinions. Dalan Amos of Rebbe, Beis Shammai says you need size of the table too, Zion by Zion Tvachim. Beis Hillel says 6x6 Tvachim. So you see the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel do argue about a small size sukkah. So Amar Marzutra, Masiz Nami Deka, but Marzutra says even. So that Mishnah on Dachav Ches also proves this. Midiktani Beis Shammai Poslan Beis Hillel Machshirin. Because of the, it said Beis Shammai Poslan Beis Hillel Machshir. Vim Isa. And if you really want to think it has to do with the Gavra, there's an even better lashon you could have used. Beis Shammai Ovrim Lo Yatsa, Beis Hillel Ovrim Yatsa Biboilite. You saw this might be your question. That, you know, the Mishnah should have said Yatsa or Lo Yatsa. So again, each of the Lashars of the Mishnah point in different directions, or it's not so clear. So the Gemara says, so what are we going to do? Elakasha Mishahaya. So the first part of the Mishnah, Mishahaya, Yoshev, right, it's a steer in the Mishnah. How do you understand that Mishnah? So it must be La'olam Bitarti Pligi. It must be that really Bishab Bishela argue about both. They argue about a very small sukkah where there's no room to fit your table in, and your table is outside your sukkah. And are we gozer in that? Do we say that is a too small of a sukkah or not? If there's no room for your table in the sukkah, A. And B, they also argue in a case where there's a large sukkah, and yet your table is outside the sukkah. Do we say that we do not allow you to have that because we're worried that you're going to go eat outside the sukkah? Pligi b'sukkah k'tana, u pligi b'sukkah g'dola, they're arguing about both, v'chisura mechsura, and we have to add in some words into that Mishnah. V'haching tani, this is what the Mishnah later on should, how it should read. Misha haya rosh v'ruba b'sukkah, v'shulchana b'sukkah b'ayis, if somebody's rosh v'ruba, most of his body is in the sukkah, and his table is in the house. Beishami omrim lo yatza, beishalom omrim lo yatza, that's about any size sukkah. We didn't mention any sizes yet. That's one machlokas. Yatza. And if it's a small sukkah, doesn't matter that your table is outside. It's a more fundamental problem that the sukkah is too small. So it's a machlokas about both of these cases. Okay, what do we paskin? We definitely paskin like the Gemara of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says. We paskin like Beis Shammai in one of the cases, by Sukkah Ketana. Do we pass like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Gedola too? That even by a large sukkah, you can't have your mezonos outside the table? Okay, so like people put drinks outside the sukkah. That's okay, because you're allowed to drink outside the sukkah. But what do we pass? So it depends maybe what the reasons are. Tosfos here, this big Tosfos, and the Rush here says that there's a big difference between the two machlokos. They're different reasons. As we have just presented. By a sukkah katana, the machlokas is about what's the smallest size of a sukkah. A, period. By a sukkah gedola, the machlokas is about, are we worried that you're going to be pulled outside your sukkah? So that because there are different reasons in the machlokas, they're not connected to each other. You can paskin like Beis Shammai in one, and Beis Hillel in the other. And that's what we do. Because again, it's very unusual to paskin like Beis Shammai. That's what the top of the Tosfos says. The Seder of Amram pasak b'shisha makomos alachak Beis Shammai. Six cases, says Rav Amram, we paskin like Beis Shammai. And this is one of them. But only by sukkah ketana. We paskin by sukkah ketana that your sukkah has to be, according to Tosfos and the Rush, sukkah has to be a minimum size of at least 7x7 tefachim, not 6x6 tefachim like Beis Hillel says. But the other case of sukkah gedola, having your sukkah outside, we're not worried about that. That is what Tosfos and the Rush say. The Rif, though, on our Gemara says, no, the reason for Beis Shammai in both cases is the same. Shemi Mashech. Even in the small, the reason that you can't fit your table, and the reason that we're going to passel that sukkah is because we're worried. That's really the motivating factor of even in the small case. And therefore, the Rif says they go together. They're the same kind of reason, and therefore, we pass them like Beis Shammai in both. That's Machloka, Tutosis and the Rush versus the Rif. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, Lamai Nafkamina. What's that? You need Rabbi Kiv Eger to think of this Nafkamina. Lamai Nafkamina between Tosis and the Rush versus the Rif. What if you're sitting in a tiny sukkah and your table is right outside your sukkah in another sukkah, in a big sukkah? So that's the halakha in that case. you're in a small sukkah, and you're what does Beis Shammai hold in that case? So says Rebbe Akiva Eiger in his in the end of the second parak in the Tosafot of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. He says, "V'nira li de basukah k'tana samach l'sukah gdola v'rosha v'ruba basukah k'tana she'eno zayin al zayin v'shulchana basukah gdola." That's what that will be the machlokas according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, who say that the reason a small sukkah is possible because per se it's not the minimum requirement size of a sukkah. Then it doesn't matter that your table's in the big sukkah; you're sitting in a, something that's not called a sukkah halachically. So in that case, Beis Shammai would passel. But she'ekid according to the Rif, according to the Rif, the whole both machlokas are just about Shem Yimashich. Maybe you'll be pulled after your table. What do you mean? Your table's in a sukkah. Your table's not in your sukkah, but it's in a sukkah, so there's no worry. Shem Yimashich. So the Bikivega, that's an afkamina between Tosas and the Rush versus the Rif. Yeah. Would it make the Shia the Rabbanan? So it sounds like, everything is the Rabbanan, or is he saying that this is a svar for a reason for the Daraisa, but it's like a Siog Daraisa. Could be like a Siog Daraisa on the list of Rabbi Yosef Engel's list of Daraisas, which are meant as a Siog. Okay, that is the machlokas between Tosafot and the Rosh versus the Rif. There's another much talked about issue that is brought up here by the Achronim. Fascinating issue, and that is, if you look in the Tosafos here, quoted on the bottom, the last three lines of that big Tosafos, the language of that Mishnah later on in Daf Fes. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about what the minimum size of a sukkah is, and the language that is used there on Daf Fes and Aleph is Mishavim Amrulo Imkena Yisa Noheg Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Beis Shammai says back, if you use that sukkah, you've never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You've never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Are we supposed to take that literally? Remember, according to how we just explained the Mishnah, it could be that that's an issue of midrabanan. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use the sukkah because the table's outside, you might be pulled. So Lamaisa, what happens if you sit in a sukkah where the table is outside the sukkah? Midrabanan, you weren't allowed to sit in such a sukkah. Midoraisa, do you get the mitzvah of yeshiva of a sukkah? Says the Ran on that Mishnah, it's lab dafka the Lashon. Of course you get the mitzvah daraisa, says the Ran. You get the mitzvah daraisa, but, you didn't do the mitzvah karoi. Because Chazal told you not to sit in such a sukkah. That's what the Ran says there. He says, lab dafka, tamid rabbananu de mitzvah, shemi yimashach achar shulchano. Elohaki kamar, look, you have the mitzvah sukkah karoi, ukiritzon chachamim. Like we have in Arvei Pesachim, look to what he quotes. Kol mishlo omar shloshet varam elu bapasach lo yasli dechovaso. Says the Ran, what, the dinner of Gamliel that was saying that God, you're not Yosei at all, because if you didn't say something, no! Chazal told you to say it. Lo kiye mitzvahs and karoi. That's the sheet of the Ran. But Baal Tosas Pashas does not hold that way. In other words, don't hold that way. The Lashon is lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. In other words, this is related to a larger issue, and that is, when the Rabbanan, it could be machali between cases, but let's say this case, when the Rabbanan tell you to do a mitzvah da'oraisa in a certain way, and they forbid you from doing the mitzvah da'oraisa in a certain way, and you did it anyway, so are you yosei the mitzvah da'oraisa at least? Or not? It seems to be a machlokas here between Tosafos and the Ran. Another example. What about this year, in a few weeks, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks from this Shabbos, shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. What happens if you say, I can't. Rabbi, Rosh Hashanah without shofar is meaningless to me. I have to blow shofar. I'm sorry. I have to. But the Rabbanan told you, no, it's Zichron Shrua. I'm sorry. I have to. A guy goes and blows shofar on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. It's against what the Rabbanan said. Right? Chas v'shalom. Does he get the mitzvah of shofar? Okay, he violated Mitzvah Rabbanan. And according to the Rambam yesterday, Lo Sasser, he also violated Mitzvah Daraisa. Fine. But does he get the mitzvah of shofar? Does he get the mitzvah of shofar? That's the discussion of the Achronim, according to the Tosas and the Ran. According to the Tosas, the Pasha says, no! Once the Rabbanan said it, they will mafkia the mitzvah of shofar today. They will mafkia the mitzvah of lulav. So that's, the Rabbanan have the power to affect the Daraisa. Some Achronim, I was looking for yesterday, I think it's a Cheshach Shlomo somewhere in Megillah, I looked at it, I couldn't find the Cheshach Shlomo in a Har Tzvi, something, that somebody, one of them was Mechalik between Shofar B'Shabbos and Megillah B'Shabbos. Then maybe, even if you'd say that Megillah B'Shabbos you would not be Yotzei, maybe Shofar B'Shabbos you would be Yotzei. Why? Because Megillah is older Rabbanan. So, hey mamar, what they say, they made it up. So they could say it's meaningless. But maybe you could be bechalik between shofar, where you would get credit, maybe, and not Megillah. The Minchas Chinuch brings this up by, anybody remember? Kiddush. By Kiddush. Right? Mi da'oraisa. Three sheet is what the Kiddush da'oraisa is. We paskin Kiddush da'oraisa is only bedvarim. Saying the words of Kiddush. That's the da'oraisa part of Kiddush. Mi d'rabbanan, we add in ala kos. And mi d'rabbanan, we say you should drink part of some of the kos. But really, there are three shittos in the Rishonim. Some say even holding the cup is daraisa, and some say there's the Pirush Rashi, which isn't really Rashi. And Nazir says you even have to drink the kos. Fine, that midaraisa, you have to drink some of the kos. But says the Michas Chinuch, let's say you did not do kiddush the way the rabbis told you to. Let's say you didn't say those exact words. You get up and say, Friday night, Shabbos is amazing, I love Shabbos, Hashem created the world in 6 days and then rested on the Sabbath. You make up your own lashon. So you Yosei says the Michas Chinuch is totally on our issue. So on our issue, whether once the Rabbanan told you how to do a mitzvah daraisa, are you Yotze even on a daraisa level? He says, "Avol atashit tikkun chazal hanusach." This is in mitzvah lamed aleph. The haidel lahaskel b'shem amalchus l'sayim v'hu lo asa kein rak omar dvarim me'atzvo l'maylas hayom efshar af min haTorah lo yatsa k'mo shekasu tosis sukkah daf gimel lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha to mikol makom to come off after tikkun chazal b'mitzvah daraisa v'hu lo asa kein lo yatsa klal. That's the issue. Benching. Benching is a mitzvah daraisa. Chazal told us what words to use. If we use different words, I'll be yotze the mitzvah. And all of these are similar cases. They talk about the shtita of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said on a Friday night, when you wish somebody good Shabbos, you yotze kiddush daraisa. You ready to say good Shabbos to somebody? You yotze kiddush daraisa. So you're going to go home and try to be motzi your wife, who's still the mechuyav in kiddush darabanan. Got a problem. You yotze kiddush daraisa, darabanan. So there are a number of questions that they ask of that Rabbi Kiva Eger. Number one, the Gemara says that you have to mention Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim in kiddush. And you didn't mention it, just like a Shabbos. You didn't mention Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. You didn't even mention it in Shmona Esrei. So that's one problem. But another problem is this Menachas Chinuch issue. Once the Rabbanan told you how to do the mitzvah, so how could you say your Yotzi using your own words? You don't have a chalik between the Daraisas and the Rabbanans anymore. Once the Rabbanan told you that this is how to do the Daraisas, then that's it. Again, that is a big issue brought up based on this Tosfos. Okay, let us continue now. Five lines to the bottom, Mantana. Mantana lo hadatana rabbana, who is the opinion that holds as follows: Bayis she'ein v'dalat amos al dalat amos, a house that does not measure at least 4 by 4 amos, have the following 10 halachas that apply to that house. But the whole proof is going to be that you see that this is a 4 by 4 area. So we're going to try to prove that this b'rayis is according to Rebbe, who Rebbe said the minimum shear for a sukkah is dalat al dalat amos, against Beis Shammai, against Beis Hillel. So that's what we're going to try to prove, that this whole brisa is according to Rebbe. So a house that doesn't have 4 by 4 amos. Pater min ha-mezuzah. It's pater from the having a mezuzah. It's not called a bias. We're going to see by all these cases, the first few cases, it says the word bias, okusatum ha-mezuzahs beisecha u'visharecha. And a bias is minimum 4 by 4 amos. So that's dalet al dalet. So this is a bit major issue, halacha l'maisa. Let's say you have a room that's smaller than 4 by 4 amos, so fine, it's meek, or then you're putter from mezuzah, so we'll put it up without a bracha, let's say. But it comes up, a lot of room, 4 by 4 amos is not so small. 4 by 4 amos is, right, it's 16 square amos. 16 square amos is an amos, let's say between 1 and 2 feet. It's a pretty large room. So according to the Gemara, there's only a chiyuv mezuzah by a room that size. Anything smaller, there's either no chiyuv, or you put it up without a bracha. But in this week, Shiloh, that comes up, two issues. Number one, what if you have that area but not a square? Let's say you have a rectangular room with that area. Comes up sometimes in walk-in closets. A walk-in closet sometimes is not square, but if it's a very big walk-in closet, so do you need a mezuzah? So Shiloh, so most closets are too small, because you need this area in the walking space. You don't count the place where the clothes are, where we don't have to walk. But let's say you have a rectangular room with that area. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says that as long as there is 16 square amos area, even if it's 2 by 8, doesn't have to be 4 by 4, still you're chayiv mida oraisa in mezuzah. While the Rush says no. The Rush says no, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says in Resh Pei Vav in Yeredeya, Bayish ein bo dalat al dalat amos pater. Vim yesh bo kedei lorabeya dalat al dalat amos b'shaveh. Ava vish erko yasar al rachba, o shahu agul. Obal Hezavios Chayiv. That is the sheet of the Rambam. So that is an important machlokas to note. And I just, in Hilchos Mezuzah, I have this Hilchos Mezuzah sefer at home. So it quotes that according to the Ashkenazim, because the Ramah, there's only the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, he says the Ramah, the minhag of Ashkenazim is to put it up without a bracha. That's what he says. But he said there are various opinions as to how we should conduct ourselves. According to Rav Chaim Noah, and the difference in how big the amos are, the room must have an area of 36 square feet to be obligated fully in mezuzah. It's a big room. According to Moshe Feinstein, 49 square feet. According to the Chazon Ish, 57 square feet and 2 inches. In America, you should follow Moshe, 49 square feet. So again, that's a pretty large room. And anything smaller, put on without a bracha. But again, this is one little detail of mezuzah. Hopefully, mezuzah are very complicated. Which side, how big the room. Again, this is just one machlokas, whether if you have a this is the right area, but in a rectangular fashion, do you put up a mezuzah? Based on this Gemara. So that's Dalet Amos. What else? Umin ha-ma'akeh. And your potter from the mitzvah of ma'akeh, of putting up a fence around the roof of your house, if it's less than dalet adalet. We'll talk about that soon. They ain't matami bin agoyim. They don't meet tami bin agoyim. A house that is less than 4x4 amos cannot become tamei mishum tumas saras of a bias. Because again, it says the word bias in the Torah, and less than that is not called a bias. Ve'eno nechlat bebatei arechoma. What does that mean? There are different rules and regulations in Parshas, the end of Sefer Vayikra, about sales of houses. How long do you have to redeem it? What houses go back in Yovel? So that the rule is in a batei arechoma, in a walled city, that you usually have 1 year, different than other cities, you have 1 year to redeem your house. And if you do not, it stays with the buyer forever, even past Yovel. Says this Brisa, though, if you have a house, in quotes, that's smaller than dalet adalet, it's not called a house, and therefore it's not chalut. It's not that you have as much time as you want to buy it back, and it does not. It does revert back to you during Yovel. The ein chozer l'merachem l'chama. And if you just built such a little house, you don't. 2 parshiyos ago, you don't have the patur of going back from the war. You're not chozer l'merachem l'chama from the whoever built a new house and goes back from the war. Bein marvin bo, bein mishtatfin bo. What does that mean? According to Rashi, it means not the pashas of the words, according to Rashi, it means that if your house is part of a chatzer, or your chatzer is part of a mabui, of an alley I spoke about yesterday, you do not aser, your rishus does not aser the rest of the area because you don't have what's called a house. It's less than dalet adalet, therefore you do not have to participate. That's what Eima Arvin Bo means. You don't have to participate in the Erev. You don't have to participate in the sheet of Mavos. Ve'ima Nichen Bo Erev. And also, the houses combined to put an Erev in one of the houses to make all the houses as if they're one house, so the Chatzer could all be one joint property. You don't put the Erev in that place because the Erev has to be placed in one of the houses, and that is not a house. The Ein Osen Lo Iber Ben Shtei Ayaros. And, like we learned in Maseches Erevin, when one is calculating the tchum of a city, you measure out a certain amount of Amos. Shivim Amos V'Shirayim, it's 70 and a little bit Amos outside a city, to measure if there's anything within that area to extend the city, to be ma'aber, to impregnate the city. So if there's a city within that amount, to each city, let's say 2 cities next to each other, within that amount of each other, well, each one gets 70 and a little bit, so about 141 or so. So then you make the Tchum Shabbos outside both of those cities. It's all considered one big city. And let's say if you have a couple of houses in the middle, you also do that. So says this Brisa, though, that if you have this kind of tiny little house, that does not mitzarif. It does not combine the two cities, but it's not called a house. And also, brothers and partners who received this house either be Yerusha or they bought it are not forced to split it because there's not enough of the house to split. Okay, the Gemara will talk about each of these. But anyway, it says the Gemara Lema Rebbe Iblo Rabbanan. Let's say this whole price is according to Rebbe and not the Rabbanan, because Rebbe is the one that said that the minimum size of a sukkah is Zalad Al Amos, not like the Rabbanan who say it's a smaller size. So you know, if you look at Rabbanan, even Meshamei Beisil might agree in this case. When do we say that you're allowed to have a sukkah that you're allowed to have a structure that's 6x6 or 7x7 tfachim? That's by a sukkah, which is supposed to be a diras arai, the temporary dwelling. But when it's talking about houses, a bias, so maybe everybody agrees dalet adalet is the minimum shear. Because if it's 4x4 that people live there, below low diary bein sheet, if not, people don't live there. So therefore, don't bring me any rais. This whole brisa could be lekule alma. Period. Amar Mar. So now we're going to talk about some of those halachas that were mentioned. Amar Mar. Pater min mezuzah min makke. Right, if it's less than 4 amos, your brother from mezuzah and from makke. There's something great to say about makke, but we might not have time today. So, best of tomorrow morning, 6:10, we'll start off with something about makke. All of those halachos. What's the reason? My time up. The bias ksib hu bakulu. In all those cases, the Torah uses the word bias, and therefore all of these halachas, if they're less than dalet adalet, they're excluded. What about the other cases? What about all those halachos about having to participate in the eruv, which is combining the houses in the chatzer, or the shituf, which is combining the courtyards with the alleyway, as we spoke about in Maseches Erevin, because whenever you go from a more private rishus to a more public rishus, Chazal will worry that you're going to forget and get confused, and therefore we have to combine all of the private rishuyos into one. That's the houses to the yard and the yards to the alleyway. So how do you know that this quote unquote house does not have to participate? My time is lochazi ladira, because it is not fit to live in. So says the Gemara, a river chatiras emenichenbo, avoshit of manichenbo. You're not allowed to put in Eruv. So the Gemara said this house does not have to participate in either. And the Gemara and the Brisa said also you're not allowed to put your Eruv Chatzeros into his house. But the Brisa never said that you cannot put the sheets of Mavos, the yards combining into the Mavui, that cannot be put into the structure. That was never said. So that should be allowed. So Gemara says why? Abel sheet of Manichan by my time until Agarmi Chazesh Mavui. Because you never need what combines the yards to make a sheet of Mavos that never has to be in a house. Only an Erev Chatzeros has to be in a house because you're combining the houses. But what combines yards for the Mavui has to just be in a yard. So this is no worse than being an heir. So that's why you're allowed to put it in there. It's not as the Mishnah as an Erevin. Erev Chatzeros b'chatzer, sheet of Mavos b'mavui. That's the line of the Mishnah. An Erev Chatzeros in a Chatzer, sheet of Mavui in a Mavui. So ask the Gemara, Vavina ba Erev Chatzeros b'chatzer. An Erev Chatzeros can be put in the yard itself, but Hatznan, it can't be. Hanosin Erev b'beishar, achzajim, or pesetz. If you put the Erev in like a porch, or in an open area in front of your house, ain't no Erev. You can't put it there. It's not a good Eruv. Vahadar Sham, and if you live there, Eino Oser, because that's not called in the middle of the yard, that's not called living. Ela Eima, what does that line of the Mishnah really mean? Eruve Chatzeros Bebayish Shebachatzer. The Eruv Chatzeros has to be placed in one of the houses of the yard. Vishituf Emavos, but Chatzer Shebamavui. And what can the Shituf of the Mavos that combines the yards into the alley, to the alleyway must be put in one of the yards. So therefore, what do we see? That you're allowed to combine the Shituf Mavos can be put in the yard itself. Vahailo Garmi. So therefore, putting it into this small, less than 4x4 amma structure is no worse than putting it into the yard itself. So that's why you're allowed to put it into the yard for the shituf mavos. They also know so ibur beishti ayaros, and we also do not put, this does not count, as the Brisa said, to combine two cities. You have this little structure that's in between two cities. We don't use it to combine two cities. Da'afilu kebergenin lo mashvinan le. We had that word in Masechet Eruvin. Bergenin means little huts. So even this is worse than a little hut, because in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Erevin, it said that little huts in between two cities do combine two cities. So why is this worse than little huts? So says the Gemara, my taimo, Bergen and Chazilu Milsayu v'haylo Chazilu Milsay. No, are they fulfilling their usual function? Bergen and these little huts, they were built that way. And therefore, they're fulfilling their potential, and therefore, they can be counted to be Messiah of two cities. But behind these little structures, you don't build a house that's so small, lochazil Messiah, and therefore, we do not count it to combine two cities. There's a fascinating question, the Aruch Lanera just has a suffix about it here. What about, how are we just machalik? What it was originally meant for? These little huts were meant for this, they could count, you have a tiny little house. What about a sukkah? What about a sukkah that's, let's say, the smallest? Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. Tiny little sukkah. Does that combine? A sukkah, sukkah's bachag. Does that combine two cities? We just said a house that's less than dalal dalid does not combine two cities because it's not chazil l'masayu. But a sukkah is supposed to be like this. It's a diras arai, but so the bergenin are also a diras arai. So the Aruch Lanera just has that suffix. Do we say that sukkahs chag b'chag could be mitztarev two cities? Yishlis topic. Sukkahs chag b'hashem b'dal adal v'chazi gamkin l'milsei le'shev u'l'kayim b'mitzah sukkah iyam rina d'havi k'burgenin lasos iber b'shtei ayaros onema, no, because the rest of the weeks of the year this is meaningless. So therefore you say it doesn't work. So again, that's a suffix that he has. The Sfasemis seems to say it does work, but that's a suffix related to this line of the Gemara. Continuing, the last line of the Brisa said that if you have this little type of house, less than Dalad Amos, brothers who yarshined it or partners do not split up this house. Taima de lespe Dalad Amos, ask the Gemara. The only reason that this is not split up is because it does not have four Amos. Ha ispe Dalad Amos, Cholkin. But if it had exactly four Amos, we do split it? But the Mishnah says above a Basra otherwise. In Chokin as a Chatzar, actually, hey, Badal, Amos Lazeb, Badal, Amos Lazeb. If you have a yard that two people yarshins, you don't split it. Because if you split such a small yard, it's going to be useless to both of them. At least keep it as a whole, and they'll both be able to use it. You have to have at least Dalad Amos for each person in the yard after it's split. So you see, even if it is four Amos, so it's mashma from this Brisa that if it's more than four, less than four Amos is a problem. More than four Amos, you do split. No, it's mashma that the Mishnah says about Basra, that you don't split it, you have to have at least eight Amos. So So says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Ema, what does it mean in our Braisa? Ein bo din chalukah kachatzer. It means, you're right, that this is four amos of the cutoff point because it's different than regular rules of a chatzer. Da Amar, because usually, what do we say about a chatzer? Da Amar Afhuna, machlokes. Chatzer afi psacheha mischalekes. Rashi explains. Let's say you have two brothers that got a Yerusha from their father. They got this yard, and there are four houses that go into the yard. One big house, three small houses. So what do? So you split it up. One brother takes the little three houses. The other brother takes the mansion. So that's split up. What about the yard now? Says Rav Huna, the one who got the three small houses gets three quarters of the yard. Because the yard's needed for going out, going in, the doors, carrying stuff in and out. So even though he got three small houses, you go with Fipsacheha Mischalekas, according to the number of doors, into the yard. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Chisa Amar, no. No, each doorway, whatever width the doorway is, you go four amos out into the yard, so you have room in front of your door, for every door, and then everything else you split. So it's a different type of chaluka. But either way, that's a machlokas by a regular yard. So says the Braisa now, those halachos don't apply to our structure. That's what's being meant in our Braisa. Dahani mili, when do you say those rules apply bias by a regular sized house? Because the bias is going to be there for a while, and therefore you want to give him the appropriate size chatzer in front of the doors, in front of the house. Hi, but this little structure, the lemistar koi, which is going to be knocked down, it's not permanent at all, you can't live there, lo yavina lechatzis. Then those rules of din chaluka by a chatzer do not apply. So that's what's being referred to in the Braisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, first thing, we'll talk a little bit about the mitzvah of ma'akeh, the aseh, the los aseh of the mitzvah of ma'akeh, putting a fence. Okay.
Even for larger
Yeah, he's saying, same question. He's saying even, the bigger question is that we just adopt